Going to bring in a very good friend of the program, North Palm Beach resident and 1991 British Open champion, Ian Baker Finch. Ian, good morning to you. Live from Silvis, Illinois, where he's, of course, working for CBS during the John Deere Classic. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us on a Sunday.
No worries, guys. Good to be with you again. How's the weather down home?
It's very nice. It's actually a gorgeous day today. It was a little rainy yesterday. I went to Dave Matthews last night at the amphitheater. A little worried it would be rained out, but it rained for about an hour before the concert and then cleared up. But today it's just gorgeous. Good day for golf.
My daughters went to the Dave Matthews concert a couple of nights ago. They said it was pretty good.
Yes, I was at both nights. I was at Friday and Saturday, and they definitely did not disappoint, as always, put on a phenomenal show. Speaking of phenomenal shows, Kenny Perry has been a real great show these last few weeks on the PGA Tour, winning at the Buick Open a couple of weeks ago after winning the Memorial last month. Jack's tournament, so he is one of only four guys to win twice on the PGA Tour this year, goes into today's final round with a share of the lead, and he's playing so hot you think he'd be a shoo-in for competing next week at Birkdale, but he's not going to be there. Unfortunate that we won't see one of the hottest players in the world. Obviously, Tiger Woods won't be there as well because of the injury. What do you think, Ian, about Kenny Perry not playing next week?
Well, I think if it were me, I would definitely go play in the Open Championship. You can't miss a major that you're exempt for if you're playing in great form like Kenny Perry is. But at the start of the year, he set his goal to make that Ryder Cup team. He set his schedule. He feels that it would be the wrong thing to do to skip Milwaukee next week and go to the Open Championship. And his goals are realized now. He will be in the Ryder Cup. He's a lock, regardless of what happens today. But he decided he'd play all the events that he's played well in before or won before. He'd skip the events that he never does well at, and that included the U.S. Open and the British Open. And look where he is now. You know, he wins today, goes to number two in the FedEx Cup points, and number two in money won, and he's had 11 victories. This would be his 12th. I mean, he's on a roll.
Ian, I think even if, Kenny, played next week and won, I think he's made the team essentially. I think his goal is in the bag. I think he's going to make the team. So with that said, now I know he said he's afraid to fly now, and maybe the British Open isn't suited to his game or whatever those excuses are. But you just said it as a player yourself, even if it was the U.S. Open or something that you per se didn't play well in, it's a major, and you're 47 years old. How many more chances are you going to get? I understand that he set the schedule and all that stuff, but at this point, I think he's made his goal. So I'm just kind of the belief that a lot of those excuses aren't holding as much water why he isn't playing. And I just think he should be open for some criticism here. I understand it's, you're an independent contractor, you can do whatever you want, but boy, at 47, you're not going to get many more chances.
That's true. You don't get many chances to win major championships because you don't win unless you go there with your A game. I mean, you can't find your game at a major and go on and win. You got to be on top form. I guess he feels that he can't perform well there. He doesn't like to travel. He doesn't like that style of golf. So he feels like it would just be a waste of time and money going over there regardless of how well he's playing. That's what's on his mind. And if your confidence level is like that, you're not going to perform well in a tournament regardless of whether it's a major or not.
Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. Joined on the line by North Palm Beach resident Ian Baker Finch, of course, CBS golf analyst, and he is in Silvis, Illinois for the John Deere Classic this weekend. He will be over the pond in England for the British Open next weekend. And, of course, you won there back in 1991, Ian. Royal Birkdale, I'm sure, is near and dear to your heart. And then 7 years later in 98, Mark O'Meara was the champion a decade ago, the last time the British Open made its way to Southport, England at Birkdale. What kind of course is Birkdale, and what kind of player thrives there? And having said that, then, roll that forward into this coming event. Who are the two or three players that have those skills that you think might compete this week?
Well, Birkdale is arguably the best open venue. I believe it is, and if you ask the players next week, probably 50% of the field would say Royal Birkdale. I think Muirfield would also be very high on that list. And, of course, a lot of people would say St. Andrews because it's the home of golf. But Birkdale is a dramatic golf course. The course plays beneath, between the sand dunes. A lot of greens are set in to the dunes, almost like a modern TPC course. Beautiful viewing from above the sand dunes for the gallery. Lots of wind changes. Wind plays a big part of the championship there, because the holes all go in different directions. Very rarely are they, you know, side by side or one after the other. They're always turning and changing and going beneath the dunes. I think a strategist, someone that can keep the ball in play, avoid the bunkers, is who you look for there. Someone that is in good form. Say someone like Sergio Garcia, who's a great driver of the ball. Lee Westwood, who's in good form after doing so well at the U.S. Open. I'd like to say Adam Scott, the young Australian, I think in Tiger's absence, may be a threat in this major championship. I think he's someone that is hindered a little bit by Tiger's presence, as I think Ernie Els is and a few others. But it gives a lot of different people a chance now that Tiger's not there. You know, someone has to win, and it'll be a great championship regardless. But there are players that usually are a little more under the shadow of Tiger and may just pop out with the sun shining for a couple of majors.
Ian, what is favored at this golf course? Is it a long driver, accurate driver, iron player, or putter? What's the most glaring thing that someone needs to be able to play well at Birkdale?
Being a long, straight driver is always good. But if you had to choose between accuracy and length, it's an accuracy course. They've changed a lot of the course over the last decade, especially the last two or three years. They've brought bunkers in. So where bunkers were placed in the past, they may have put the tee back 20 yards, and they've narrowed the bunkers in 5 to 10 yards. So the course is a little narrower in places. You have to thread your way through. It's not just teed up and bang it down the middle 340 yards. You must avoid the bunkers. So a strategist, someone that's willing to plot their way around. I think it's too long to go with an iron, like Tiger did at Hoy Lake. I don't think you can play this course with an iron from the tee, so you need to be long and straight, or at least able to get that three wood or that rescue club in play on various holes. And there's a lot of long par fours there. There's three or four holes over 490, and only two par fives, par 70. And the par fives, by the way, come late in the round. They're the 15th and the 17th. So it's hard to get a score going early because the fives don't come till the end, and they're hard to reach in too. So,
well, that
good,
is interesting.
Good test.
Par 70 layout, and the only two par fives are 15th and 17th, so two of the last four holes on the course. That's an interesting layout, and it's going to be an interesting tournament. Obviously, Tiger Woods not there means it's a big chance for a number of guys, Ernie Els included, of course, who's probably been the biggest sufferer of Tiger Woods' presence over the last decade on the PGA Tour. Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, no doubt they'll be in the mix as well. Perhaps a guy like Justin Rose, finished tied for fourth here 10 years ago as a 17-year-old amateur. And I've got my eye on Anthony Kim, who's one of the hottest players in the world. And Ian Baker Finch, he won there 17 years ago in 1991 at the British Open, and of course he's always kind with his time. He's in Illinois this weekend working for CBS at the John Deere. Ian, thank you so much as always. Have a great rest of your weekend and safe travels. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Russ. All the best, guys.
Thanks, all right, Ian. Thanks, Ian. There he is, Ian Baker Finch, the CBS golf analyst, also does some work for ESPN, North Palm Beach resident and victor at the 1991 British Open at Royal Birkdale.